What a wonderful psalm, dear friends, the psalm of praise to God. How the Christian has so much to bless God for, to thank God for. And so here, the psalmist is praising God and is encouraging the readers. He's encouraging others who are hearing him to praise God, bless his name. Oh, Christians, what a task is before you. The witness of the Christian is to encourage others, to remind them of God's mercy, God's grace, and to encourage others. We must praise God. There's reason to praise the Lord. And for the Christian, we think, why are we so thankful? Why do we have cause to give thanks? Because of God's mercy. How have you received God's mercy? It is through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you have received mercy. Because he shed his blood, that you have something to thank God for and to praise God for. And dear friends, this is it. He is a father who pities his children. We read that he is a father who remembers us. We read here. He knows our frame. Do you know that? Did you know that? Do you know yourself? Oftentimes we don't know ourselves. But praise God, God knows us. He says he knoweth our frame. He knoweth that we are dust. God is very gracious to us, and he provides for us mercy and grace for each day. He keeps his covenant. And dear friends, I was quite impressed by the words of the verses 20 onwards, where the psalmist then turns from a sinful world to the holy angels who never fell, who are completely obedient to God. He says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his words. Dear friends, these angels are called to worship him. And I thought, if these holy angels, who only do what is the will of God, are called to worship him, what a humbling thing it is for you and me who are sinners, who don't always obey the Lord. Who do fall, who are weak, who are not strong, who do not excel in strength. Yet God is pleased to receive praise from us. This is an amazing thing. This shows God's condescension. It shows God's grace to you and me. It would be right for the holy angels to praise God. But why us? Why would a holy God receive praise from sinners like us? And it is because of his grace. Nothing else can explain it. It's not because we are good at all, but because he's gracious to us. And he says to his children, I have blessed you with salvation. I've forgiven you by my grace. And so I'm calling you to this wonderful service of praise and worship. So, dear friends, what a privilege we have. And what a privileged people you are. May this humble us. To think that God will receive praise from us. Let us, dear friends, come before the Lord then in prayer.